Brilliance Audio presents Stygian by Sherilyn Kenyon, performed by Holter Graham. Stygian Dawn. Tears blinded Braith as she stared through the bars to see what they'd done to her once proud husband. While all the Sephirii beings were ethereal and beautiful, none were more so than her precious Kasseri. Yet they had beaten him to the brink of death, had sliced his white wings from his muscular body, and left him a broken shadow of the fierce warrior he'd been. Even so, the fire of life returned to his warrior's gaze the moment he saw her through his matted white hair. Imperial hair that contrasted sharply with the blackness of hers. "Apollome," he breathed, using an endearment that in his language meant the light of my heart. From the moment they'd first met, he'd refused to call her anything else. Unlike the others who scorned and mocked her for a monster to be feared, Kasseri alone knew her for something more than the pit of utter darkness that would devour the whole world and laugh while she did it. And they were right. She hated everything and everyone. Except for him. He smiled at her in spite of his pain.
"You shouldn't have come here."
"I had to." Choking on her grief, she cupped his face through the bars. "I drugged Atticus and have stolen the key." She released him so that she could pull it from the folds of her cloak and unlock his prison to free him.
"We can—"
"Nay,"
he said, cutting her off. He placed his bloodied and bruised hand over hers to stop her from setting him free.
"I cannot leave. It's the only way to protect you and Monocribos."
She sobbed at the mention of their young son, who'd been crying himself to sleep every night as he asked after his absent father. Kasseri and Monocribos were so close. From the very hour of Monocribos' birth, Kasseri had been there for him. He had never missed a single night of tucking their son into his bed to sleep, provided the babe hadn't fallen asleep while nestled in his father's arms. Until the other gods had learned that Kasseri was the father of her child. Damn Kasseri's brother for his loose, treacherous tongue, a tongue she'd nailed to the ceiling over the betrayal that had caused Kasseri's arrest. Not content to stop there, she'd also nailed both of Titian's testicles beside his tongue as he screamed out for a mercy she'd refused to show him. Then she'd grown him two more balls, just so she could rip those off and nail them up as well. Pity the weakling had died before she'd had a chance to give him a third set. Worse still, her pathetic sister had hidden his corpse from her so that Braith couldn't resurrect him and torture him longer, wretched bitch. She'd get Cam back for that one day, even if it was the last thing she did. While it was fine for the male gods to have children with the female Sephirii, or any other whore they dredged up from the lowest pits for that matter, it was considered sacrilege for a male Sephiroth to impregnate any goddess he served. But in her heart, Braith had only loved Kasseri and their son. In all these centuries, Kasseri alone had been the one who'd made her laugh, had been the sole company she'd sought. Whenever she'd been despondent, he'd comforted her. When she'd needed friendship, he'd always been there. No excuse, no delay. Her best friend. Her only friend. Now?
"I don't know how to live without you, Ser. I don't want to live without you."
"Shh,"
he whispered, before he placed a tender kiss to her cheek.
"You are a goddess, the most beautiful of all. You lived centuries before my birth, and you were fine without me."
"No, I survived and endured. I was cold and unfeeling. The last thing I want is to be cast back to that lonely hell I used to call home."
"And now you have a baby who needs his mother."
She choked on a sob.
"He needs his father, too."
How would their son ever learn kindness without Kasseri? She could teach him nothing save murder, torture, and hatred. Those were all she understood.
He buried his hand in her dark hair and locked gazes with her. "The other gods will never leave us in peace, Polly. You know that. We've broken their sacred law, and they are a hateful lot. My execution will make amends. Better they punish me alone than you and Cree. But I will come back for you, I swear it. No matter what it takes. Death can't keep us apart, nothing can. I love you too much to stay away.
Through the pain, she believed him. If he said it, it was true. He'd never once lied to her. It wasn't in him to do such.
How will I know it's you?
He took her hand into his and placed it over his heart so that she could feel its fierce, strong beat beneath her palm.
You will know, and you won't doubt me, ever. You'll see.
Then I will wait for you. No other shall ever touch me. You will forever be my only heart.
She turned her hair snow white to match his, and to honor him and his noble sacrifice for her and their son. Never again would her hair be any other color, and she would sit in black to mark her darkness until his return. He gave her a sad smile.
You will always be my precious Apollyme.
He kissed her lips. Now go, before they find you. Raise our son and never let him doubt how much his father loves him. One day I will return for you both. You can count on it. Her heart shattered as she nodded and let go of his hand.
I will wait for you forever.
She turned and walked away, fearing the future, and knowing what she would do if the gods dared keep them apart.